B-Pod Studios.
All right, let's just get this over with.
You know,
an awesome way to like open it. Like, let's just get it over with.
That's the best. And it's a rap party podcast, you guys. It's Manny, Roy, and Loren. And producer Nicole is over there in the corner.
By the way, I was kidding. For those who just downloaded the podcast and was saddened by my enthusiasm.
If we don't do a podcast, people call us out.
They do.
People like streaming. Yes, they do, Nicole. They do. Stop being so positive.
I was genuinely surprised when I looked at our text messages and saw the messages.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, we are trying to get like a gauge on where people listen to the podcast from. So if you listen to the podcast and you're not from the Charlotte area, can you text this following number and tell us what city you stream the podcast from? The number to text is 704-570-9595. Just say podcast listener and your city. That would be awesome. We're working on something.
Yeah.
For digital.
Right.
Okay.
All right. So where to start? I just got back from a big announcement for people in Charlotte.
Yeah. Manny's a blogger and he got invited to blog a big announcement.
The blogging thing has...
It's taken off way more than radio.
It really has. But my position wasn't so great. And producer Nicole's like, can you please get a better iPhone than an iPhone 8?
Yeah, so your phone's terrible.
What's that?
Your phone is terrible.
But I wasn't close either. That's the thing. Like, if I was closer, my picture could have been better. And by closer, I mean, like, I guess I should have been up on stage with David Tepper, Mayor Vi Lyles of Charlotte, and then Dan Grabber, or Grabner, I think his name is. You don't want your last name Grabber. That's a bad last name. But he is the MLS commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
So Major League Soccer is officially coming to Charlotte, and it was a whole big thing at the Mint Museum. And at the last minute, I reached out and said, hey, can we come today? And they said, sure, you know, come on down. So... we got some videos and some pictures up at the MRL show. You can go check that out. David Tepper did make a funny joke. He said he paid $350 million for the team, Roy.
That's crazy.
Okay.
But Tepper's worth, what do we decide he's worth? Like $8 billion, maybe seven, I think I read.
Which, I don't know.
Yeah. So, Tepper says during the press conference, he said, and he also owns the Panthers. So he said, I called after I got the deal done with the commissioner to bring Charlotte Major League Soccer. I called the mayor and I said, Miss Mayor, I've got a gift for you. And he said, it's probably the most expensive gift I've ever bought for a woman, a $360,000 or $360 million soccer team.
Hope Tepper's wife wasn't in an earshot.
Nicole was there. Her name's Nicole, and she was there. And she probably knows that that's a lie. She got a $400 million ring.
Can I just say I really don't care about any of it?
You will. Like, you don't care now, but you will.
Okay.
There'll be a nice little vibe uptown. And soccer plays from March through October, I think. Okay. Or April through October. So, you know, there'll be some nights where it'll be too hot to go to a game, but...
I just never watched it before, and I don't know if I'm going to watch it...
Yeah, I guess for me, I don't really care about the game. How about that?
You care about the atmosphere?
I care about the atmosphere. It'll give me and Dean something to do, or the family, or like if we want to go up as a show, go drink, hang out, go to a restaurant or a bar beforehand, go to the game, walk around, take in some drinks.
Yeah, I guess.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
And I really see football's different because football, like you have to, like for me, I have to sit in the seat and watch the game and almost watch every play. Whereas baseball's the same way. Like, I love the Charlotte Knights, and I love going to those games.
What do you feel like soccer's going to be?
I feel like soccer's going to be more like a Charlotte Knight thing for me, personally.
Okay.
Where I'm just going to kind of walk around, you know, catch a vibe. Now, they are doing some changes to the stadium, they announced.
What are they doing?
They're going to put a center tunnel. Right now, we have tunnels in the corner.
What does that mean?
They're going to put a tunnel in the middle of the stadium so the soccer players come out.
Okay.
They're also going to get two locker rooms.
I realized that was different in soccer than it is.
Yeah.
Do they have to do that?
Yeah, these are changes that the MLS commissioner said have to happen to Bank of America Stadium.
Okay.
Plus, they got to clear out some spaces.
How are they going to put a tunnel underneath where people sit?
There's a tunnel now underneath where people sit.
Yeah, it's all hollow anyway. They'll just cut a hole.
Oh, okay. So it's not that big of a deal.
No, they won't even take out seats. They'll just probably cut a hole and you'll come out. They're also have to add two new locker rooms for a visitor and away soccer locker rooms. Because right now there's just two locker rooms, home and away football. They'll have to put home and away soccer.
So they can't allow the two to share?
No, the soccer locker rooms will be different than the football.
Hmm.
And then they are going to, they said that they're going to have to add some more areas for camera angles for TV.
Okay.
I have a question that I don't know the answer to. Major League Soccer, obviously
mm-hmm.
MLS.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean men and women's?
Just men.
Just men.
Yeah.
So is this the equivalent?
There's a women's league, and I don't know what it's called, though.
Is this the equivalent of NFL?
Yeah, this is pro. So,
so
it's growing, dude. They had 16 teams in 2018. Now they have 30. Or no, 2017, I think.
Is this FIFA?
FIFA is, I think MLS and FIFA are separate. FIFA is the International Football Association. MLS is Major League Soccer, because we're the only ones in the world that call it soccer.
Gotcha.
Loren,
yes.
I feel like you're super excited about the announcement.
I am.
You're
very excited.
Your au pair probably will.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, soccer's huge in, like, Europe.
I'll go to a game. I know I'm not going to be as into it as I am NFL.
No.
So they're like the Utah's soccer team?
So, buddy, So it's a major league team,
yeah.
and only 30 cities have a major league team. We beat out Phoenix and Vegas, too, by the way, for this team.
Oh, lucky us.
Yep. And I love your enthusiasm. You know, Tepper just spent $360 million for a team. A little enthusiasm and a little cheer from you two over there wouldn't be bad, you know.
He didn't consult with me.
What would you have told him?
I would have
paid
much
too much.
Hey, they screwed you, bro. I would have much rather seen like a professional baseball or professional hockey before I saw the Major League Soccer.
That's fair. That's fair.
I think those are more. I think those pull a bigger audience here in the city versus soccer, and I would personally enjoy that more than soccer.
The commissioner for the Major League Soccer said that Charlotte is one of the best cities for soccer,
really?
As far as youth goes, and the UNCC soccer team is, like, really good.
Okay.
I didn't even know UNCC had a soccer
team.
Yeah,
they do. They have all the major sports.
Yeah, it's a Division I college.
By the way, I'm going to get a UNCC shirt, I think, because we have a bowl game in the Bahamas this weekend.
Is it this weekend or next weekend?
I think it is, because I talked to the guy, Jimmy from Basante. I wanted him to come in. He goes, I can't. He's got a real raspy voice. He goes, I can't come in. I'm going to the Bahamas to the game.
Get me one and I'll Venmo you.
Okay.
Wait, why do you need a shirt for this occasion?
I want to represent. I don't have any UNCC gear.
And it's probably just a good look. First off, I went there for a year, so you guys can support my 1 year.
Why'd you go there for a year?
Because I
she got thrown out.
I did not get thrown out. I wanted to go to state.
Okay.
Yep, the Bahamas Bowl, they play Buffalo on December 20th. That's 3 days away.
Wait, that's Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so disengaged.
Oh, no. I think, is it, what time is it on Friday? I'm so disengaged.
You have your Carowinds thing on Friday.
Buddy, I'm going to get you in on something. My friend has a guy at work that does a pool.
Listen,
where you do
you
wanna nothing.
Bet?
Yeah,
you want to bet, I'll do it.
But you pick all the bowl games with the points.
Okay.
You have to, so that's how you keep an eye on it, and that's why I'm going
to
do it.
But I don't want to do the complicated. I just want to say this guy wins, this guy loses.
No, you get points, and you give points.
I'm disengaged.
But listen, Roy, let's just say, and I don't know what the line is, the UNCC 49ers are underdogs in the game against Buffalo.
Which means they're not performing well.
Which means they're not supposed to win.
Okay.
You get points by picking them.
Okay.
So even if they lose by 7... and they got 10 points, you still win if they lose.
Who's controlling the math? I don't know if I trust
Las Vegas. Hmm. Yep, the professional gamblers in Vegas. You're playing against them. And so we just go by those lines. But anyway, I'll get you that information. But back to the MLS. So now we have the Panthers football pro. We have pro basketball with the Hornets and now pro soccer.
Yes.
And hockey, like you said, and baseball aren't here, but there's a whole Facebook baseball page about bring MLB to Charlotte.
Do it. Screw the Braves. Bring the Braves to Charlotte.
No, maybe Tampa.
Oh, bring the why do we take everything from Tampa?
Well, Florida has like 8 teams of everything.
Well, yeah, what else have we taken?
Didn't we take something else from them?
Well, we took their virginity years ago. Charlotte humped Tampa.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
No, didn't we share something with them before in the past?
I don't know. We have Beasley radio stations down there.
No, it's not that. That's not, I don't know enough about sports to even have this conversation.
Okay. What else do you want to talk about?
Anything else.
Sorry, it was what's on my mind. I just got back from it a little while ago.
Anything else. All I know is that the news have already beat you to the blog. So you better get typing.
I'm not blogging. I just sent it out to Fox Sports, our sister station.
Oh, so why'd you go?
To cover it for Fox. And to get pictures and video. He
didn't on your iPhone 6.
On my iPhone 8.
And he didn't do vertical. I mean, he didn't do horizontal. He did vertical video. Yeah.
Is that bad?
Yeah, it's bad. You're it's the worst.
They're probably not going to use video anyway. They'll just use pictures.
Yeah.
Where it looks like I was here.
Yeah.
And shot the picture all the way down at the Mint Museum. All right, what do you want from me? I went.
No, you did a great job.
Thank you. What else? Today's show.
It was fine.
Are you going to tip your checkout servers now when you go and take takeout?
But you know, I don't do it at the Chinese restaurant, and I don't know why I specifically don't do it there, but I'll do it at Yafo, and I'll do it, but you know, I don't know if I do it
when
I go
Asianist.
Pick up. Huh?
You're an Asianist.
Maybe, I don't know, but then I'm also a Pizza Hutist, because I don't do it at Pizza Hut.
Will you do? Are you more likely to do it if there's a jar?
I'm more likely to do it if, one, it's prompted by computer, mm-hmm. two, if it's a jar, and then I would also say, depending on...
I'm not doing it if it's a jar.
No.
Now, why'd you throw your feet down on that?
Well, because I typically don't have cash. So if it can't go on a card, I'm probably not going to do it.
I always have some form of dollars on me at some point. And then I'm also, like, if it's a chain, I don't know why. Like I don't do a tip at my carryout at Pizza Hut, but if I go pick a pizza at Portofino's, I'll throw a tip down. What's up with that? So then I'm a chainist?
You're a chainist.
And an Asianist?
You're an Asian chainist.
Yeah.
That's a new hashtag it. No, I don't know, man.
I don't
it's
know.
Just
it's weird. It's like I make decisions based upon...
But then on the flip side, like, let's say you go to, like, Portofino's, the pizza place, mm-hmm. and or Basante, since they're very nice. So it's Basante Pizza. And you go there and you get, like, $1.13. Chances are you're going to keep the dollar and drop the 13 cents in the tip jar, and it's like, thanks.
Well, it's better than nothing.
Is it?
Yeah. It's literally.
I mean, that math checks out.
It's literally
I get it.
Better than nothing.
I get it, but tell that to the man or woman working behind the takeout counter who's like, thanks for the 13, the,
well, I
the
would
three
typically
pennies.
Put the whole, I would put definitely a couple bucks in there. I don't know.
You would?
Yeah. Okay. For some point, I feel like... places like that, where it's not like this chain operation of making your food, put more heart and love into it. So I tip. I don't know. It's weird.
Okay.
But then yet I go to Yafo, and that's kind of a chain,
yep.
and I tip there. So I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with
me. Real quick, the holiday tipping, Lorraine. What's your holiday tipping going to be? Who do you have to get?
I tip very well for the holidays.
My nail guy, my hair guy, or girl.
You have a nail guy?
Yeah, I have
that's
a nail guy.
Cool.
My hair girl.
Is he
my
gay?
My housekeepers. Nope.
You're an Asianic, pizza-onic, stereotypical.
I was just curious if it was the gay stereotype. We're going to have to nail some.
Mm-hmm. Hey, girl.
Yeah, I was kind of interested if it fit.
Okay.
No.
Male?
What?
Postman?
No, I don't really ever see my postman.
Okay.
You tip your postman?
I will. Mm-hmm.
How do you see it? Will you, like,
you
stop
love
him?
My postman. He comes in his own car.
No, really?
I don't have
a wax off?
Yeah, I don't have like a mail car. He drives
cool.
his own like Jeep Cherokee,
my
and he has a thing
that
he can put the steering wheel on one side and the other.
My parents has that too.
That's interesting. Because
you need 4-wheel drive to get up to their drive.
I guess Union County. That's just a thing. I don't know.
We did put snacks out for our Amazon guys.
Okay.
Yeah, that was going viral. A lot of people were.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Nicole, do you plan on getting tips because of your?
I have. I don't definitely don't expect it, but I've gotten two so far. I got a gift card. I got a $30 gift card to Target from one of my regulars, and then from my another not a regular, just a dog that I watched over the weekend. They tipped like 10 more than what I asked for.
Nice.
Yeah.
See, I'm going to tip my hairdresser. I'm going to tip I typically go out right around the holidays. I'll go out and dine out somewhere, and I leave a very, very big tip. I always do, like, one really nice big tip for them.
You go out to eat just for the ability to tip somebody?
No, not just for the ability.
That's
it's
what it kind of sounded
no,
like.
No, I just always typically eat out, like, on Christmas Eve or the day before Christmas, like, somewhere right around the holidays, and then I always ask the waitress, how much money do you want? And then whatever she says, I typically give. No one has yet said like $500 though, so luckily they've been pretty good.
Did
about
you guys
it.
See that viral video of that woman where she was at the gas station and somebody behind her, she was feeling like the Christmas vibe, and somebody behind her had ginger ale, and she said, "Hey, I'm gonna buy that ginger ale. It's like, you know, $2 because she said I can't afford Starbucks, but people pay for it on
somebody
Starbucks.
Call in and say that.
No. She said she's sitting in her car, like the Chewbacca mask woman.
Oh, yeah, I did see this.
And she's sitting in her car, and she's like, y'all, I can't keep a straight face. And then the holiday spirit caught me, and I walked outside, and some guy was washing my windshield. And I was like, oh, this is so beautiful. I just paid for their ginger ale, and now somebody's doing my windshield. This is like a holiday special. It's amazing. And I went up and I hugged the guy and I said, I love what you're doing. This is so amazing for the holidays. And she can't keep her face. She's dying laughing. Mm. And she goes, y'all. And she's like, can you turn? It wasn't my car.
That was like me with a Peloton van.
Yeah. She's like, it was his car. My car was behind it. And I hugged some stranger and told him that washing the windshield was the nicest thing anybody could do.
He's probably like, yeah, I guess.
She's like, it just happened. I just drove out and pulled into another parking lot. And I'm telling you guys, but the video is so funny.
Lorraine, what would you do if you wake up one Christmas and you don't have a Peloton?
I'm going to be fine. Honestly.
Well, how would he even hide that from you?
I have no idea. Zero idea.
You could get a note, too, saying you're getting one.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to get it.
Really?
Yeah.
Even with all the hints, do you think that he doesn't know?
Dude, it's a really expensive bike.
Yeah, I know. But do you think that he doesn't know that you want it?
No, he knows I want it.
Oh, okay.
Dude, they got to get a nursery together.
Yeah, but... You know, but you took your little, what do you call that, a present?
No, that is not my push present.
That's not your push present? Oh, so that would be on top of your push present?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe you're
not
getting it.
It's too early for a push present.
Okay, then maybe you're not getting it.
Yeah. I honestly don't think I'm going to get it. It's fun to, like, poke and prod at.
Is he asking for something specific?
No. And I wish I really knew if he was getting me the damn Peloton, because then I would get him an egg. But I don't want to.
That's a fun game.
I know.
You don't want to spend too much money. So I'm kind of.
It's Christmas gift chicken. Basically.
I'm going through the same thing.
Yeah.
Not only with Sterling, because Sterling just found out how much I spent on him, mm-hmm. and now there's like 50 boxes that's shown up at the house. But then my parents, I'm having a hard time buying a present for my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out what their budget is on me, and I was like, oh well.
Yeah.
You know. All right, I'll tame it down.
Yeah.
And it's not real. I know it sounds like jerkish, but it's not tit for tat. It's just, you know.
Right. You just want to be...
reasonable.
Right.
Okay, anything else? I think we covered it. We're already at 20 minutes, guys.
Well, you know, 10 of it was hell.
It was an important moment in Charlotte sports history, Roy.
Well, then maybe in 10 years we can reflect back to this moment, and maybe I'll be a super major MLS fan geared up, and we'll
laugh.
You don't
have to be a major fan. It's just kind of cool for the city, that's all. Yeah. Just, you know how you get excited for when a new plane lands in Charlotte?
Yeah, the A350.
Yeah, it kind of gives you some more things to be excited about.
Okay.
All right, go listen to our rap party. Go listen to the entire show recap today. Good stuff there. Plus a prank phone call that we did. It's kind of a reverse prank phone call that we had a lot of fun with. All right?
Cheerio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.